Seems like Slim is practically printing his own money here in the U.S. Legally, only the U.S. Treasury can do that. In some places, though, residents can exchange their legal tender for money that can only be spent locally. It's a way to support small businesses. Kaomi Getz reports on a bar in Grand Rapids, Michigan, whose owners have printed their own money to raise money.
Jeff Vandenberg reaches into his wallet to pull out a dollar, but it's not a usual greenback.
There's a picture of a chicken with a dozen eggs around it, and it says $1 dozen.
He designed the bill himself, complete with lightning bolts and a proletarian fist in the sky. It's serialized and professionally printed, and it will be accepted at a place called the Meanwhile Bar that he and his sister Tammy are planning to open later this summer.
It's got like the all-seeing eye in the triangle. But the eye's closed, and then there's another triangle that has an ear in it. So it's just kind of playing around with that creepy Masonic imagery that's on actual money.
This is how it works. The Vandenbergs are selling their Meanwhile money for $10 each. The Meanwhile bills are worth the equivalent of $12 to be cashed in after the bar opens. And if a customer wants to save the money as a keepsake, that's okay too. But it's helping them raise money to open their bar. So far, they've raised about $2,000 without much advertising. That's helped pay for an expensive liquor license and to buy secondhand bar chairs. Tammy says their method of fundraising is attracting a lot of curiosity.
The number one question everyone gives us is that legal? Can you print your own money? And strangely enough.
She says it just can't resemble Federal Reserve notes, and they're not the first. Historians say local currencies date back to the 1800s. Susan Witt is the executive director of the Schumacher Society. It helped start the Berkshires, a local currency used in the southern Berkshire region of Massachusetts. She says local currencies help create a closer relationship between the consumer and what they're buying. This, in turn, encourages the local production of goods.
They travel less. That means less fossil fuels are used in transportation. And people are more likely to know the story about the condition of the workers and the actual process of production.
Susan Witt says this creates a socially and ecologically responsible economy. Berkshires were introduced last year and were a hit. Right now, there's about 1 million in circulation in a community of only 15,000 people. Berkshires is a convertible currency, which is accepted by 10 local banks.
If businesses find they have too many, they can go back to the bank, put down the 100 Berkshires, and receive 90 federal dollars.
And the list of local currencies nationwide keeps growing, from Madison hours in Madison, Wisconsin, to Bay Bucks in Traverse City, Michigan. But Susan Witt admits local currencies can't work everywhere. She says it needs to be a place where community ties are already established. Alyssa Singali agrees. She directs a campaign called Local First in Grand Rapids. She says local currencies are a great idea, but take a lot of work to get off the ground.
While they can be a great economic tool, you have to get community buy-in. You have to get employers and companies to buy in to the fact that this alternative currency really is real and has value.
Back at the Meanwhile Bar, they're getting it ready for business. Jeff Vandenberg is starting to hire his staff. He even offered one of his Meanwhile monies to a potential bar manager.
We gave her one as an incentive to take the job, but I don't know how much of an incentive it actually was.
Vandenberg says he's not even sure they'll continue to issue the money after the bar opens. At the very least, the Vandenbergs say it's getting people talking about local currencies and creative ways to support the community. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Getz.